They call it the dirty dozen, the germiest foods in your home. Now, how do you keep your family safe from the pesticides? Well, let's go to the doctor.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Jenna, explain to me how this works, because sometimes I feel like I'm overwashing things, and sometimes I just grab grapes out of the fridge and I pop them in my mouth, and then I wonder if that was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, so you're just like everybody else. I think what's interesting is some of us, you know, sit at the supermarket and try to decide, do we want to pay for organic or do we want to just buy regular fruits and vegetables? And, you know, it's interesting when it comes to this dirty dozen, it may be worth it to spend a little bit more money on organic, because these are different types of vegetables and fruits that unfortunately have been sprayed with pesticides. And if you wash them, you know, not as diligently as you should, you're probably ingesting a number of these pesticides. When it comes to fruits and vegetables that have like a hard shell, like for example, a cantaloupe or a banana, that those are produce that I wouldn't necessarily splurge for organic because they're protected by either a hard peel or a shell. But when it comes to this dirty dozen, Anna, and I'm going to read them to you, starting with strawberries, which by the way, always tops the list. It's called the Environmental Working Group 2023 Shopper's Guide to Pesticides and Produce. And they do a really good job advocating for consumers that may not know better. So strawberries are always a top of the list. If you're going to buy strawberries and you're not going to buy them organic, really, really important to sort of sing happy birthday while you're washing the produce and really submerge it in water and make sure you're creating friction. Oftentimes, remember when we talked about singing happy birthday when we're washing our hands during the COVID pandemic. Many of us just wash our hands 1, 2, 3, and we're done.
Yeah.
But you really want to do it for about 20 seconds. The same is true here. And you really want to create friction, the same as when we wash our hands. So you want to really rub down these fruits and vegetables.
That's crazy.
The next one is
I can't even remember
crazy.
The last
one. None of us do it.
No, of course not. Like, I just rinse them off and I'm like, that's good. Wipe them off with a paper towel, cut them up, give them to the kids, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And many of us, strawberries are one of those fruits that we all love, especially in these warmer months. And unfortunately, they're the number one culprit when it comes to pesticides being stuck within the peel of a strawberry. Spinach is number two on that list. Kale, collard greens, and mustard greens. Kale was sort of that super, you know, the super vegetable of 2019 where we were all drinking kale and you know, freeze-drying it and inhaling it and snorting it.
Yep.
But not a lot of people are eating as much kale as they used to about 5 years ago. But it's still one of those vegetables that you really either want to buy organic or really, really, really wash. Peaches are number four on that list. And peaches have that fuzzy, you know, skin that can trap pesticides as well. Nectarines are number six on the list. The peaches are four. Really want to wash those and create friction. You really want to scrub them. I'll just read down the list because they usually do the dozen, right? So it's peaches next, pears and nectarines, apples, grapes. So definitely wash before you pop in your mouth. Bell and hot peppers, cherries, blueberries, and green beans.
Okay.
And we can, you know, I can send you that list. You can put it out on Facebook if you want.
That'd be great.
The Ann and Raven Facebook site, and we can just list them. But if you're going to buy these non-organic, I highly recommend spending at least 20 seconds washing these. And in my home, like if I don't buy blueberries, because all of this can get really, really expensive. So if I don't splurge for the organic blueberries, which are so expensive, I'll just submerge them in water for an extended period of time and then dry them off and they don't really lose their flavor. Same thing for grapes.
All right, I'm going to grab that list, put it up on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven if you want to check it out too. Dr. Jennifer Wider, drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.